This afternoon, we are with a special guest, Frank McCulloch, and with a particular excuse, and this case is Cancionero, Songs of Laughter and Faith in New Mexico. And this last book that is a release from an old book from the collection of John Donald Robb was first published in 1954, and now again with these 13 folk songs, Native American chants. Thank you so much, Frank McCulloch, for coming to our show and coming to our radio station.
Well, thank you, and it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, for me too. I have been pursuing you for a long time. Let's begin about this book that is talking about songs of laughter and faith, mm-hmm. and then I would also like a little bit more about you, as you are, since I came to New Mexico, I heard your name, and I had also coffee where you usually play, and I also wanted to interview you as part of this scenario. And let's begin with these 13 folk songs. And if you could want to highlight one of these 13 songs, is there anyone that you would share with us more than the others?
Yes, maybe I could do it later. I think I have it lined up. But most of the songs that I'm singing or that I sing on the program would all be from the Robb collection in the first place. And Robb recorded me in the early 60s. And so I think there's about 45 songs that are in the Robb collection from then. But then, of course, a lot more have been added, 200 more.
200. But you have been playing New Mexican folk songs since when you were a child?
Well,
how did you begin to?
I've always loved the New Mexican music, and yo soy Nuevo Mexicano. I was born in Gallup, and I think when I began playing it, I think that might have been in the 50s when I was in my 20s, and I picked the guitar up at that time. And I'd known a lot of these songs earlier. Most of the songs I knew at that time were Mexican songs. And, of course, you have an overlap, you know, between Mexican music and New Mexican music, plus a lot of the other music that I'll sing one or two here I had never heard of in Mexico, so they must have come up over the Camino Real in the very, very early days, and then got isolated in the village of New Mexico and lost in the more popular highways of Mexico, you know. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you would say that there is something very particular and special or unique in New Mexican folk music?
Probably because it's been isolated, so you have a little bit more of a primitive feel to a lot of the music. It could be like very, very old French or old Spanish music that you hear sometimes, ballads, you know, corridos, romances, especially from Spain, and all various sorts of categories that you have. I wrote a little song about some of those categories. So maybe I can sing that for you.
Oh, yeah. I would love that.
And that goes over. It mentions corridos, romances, inditas we hear quite often. And I've got an indita here for you.
Oh, I love the inditas.
they have a certain beat, you know, the Native American beat. I'll sing you the song.
Okay. So that's can also be like if somebody have never been listening to this kind of music, mm-hmm. it's like a portrait.
That, portrait or maybe an introduction. Mm-hmm. Ya las quiero a cantar a las canciones de anteayer, recordando a mis abuelos, todo eso se va a sostener. Hay romances y corridos de valor y de emoción, especialmente para el viejo, la indita y la relación. Ya cantemos en el alba de la mujer y el corazón, Delgadina y Valentina, por Guadalupe la última canción. Hay romances y corrido de valor y de emoción, especialmente para viejo, la indita y la relación. Voy a dar la despedida con un toque de dolor. Ya es tiempo de orgullo, muy mezclado con amor. Voy a dar la despedida con un toque de dolor. Ya es tiempo de orgullo, muy mezclado con amor.
Thank you so much for this song. And the title of the song is, or does it have, is it your own composition?
Right. Well, I wrote it, but now I'm wondering what's the title. let's see. Canciones de Antiayer.
Oh, de Antiayer. And what's particularly in the Inditas?
It may be a song in content to an Indita, you know, a young Indian maiden, which the one I'm going to sing, I think is from Cochiti, but quite often there may be another story. It might be a little bit of a tragedia, you know.
Yeah, it sounds very sad. Usually is that kind of feeling that I...
Right. A lot of them will work out as romances or corridos, you know. But and I think another thing is quite often you'll have a beat like you hear in the dances, in the Native American dances. You know, in the first dances I ever heard were, I always thought it was, you know, I mean, all the same. And then if you really listen, you'll hear rhythms change and so forth. And sometimes that happens. And it does happen in this little song. I better get some lyrics here. see what I've got. So this is called Indita de Cochiti. So it goes to the beat, but it's a song to a young Indian maiden from Cochiti. And there's a little bit of humor in it, which you see quite often. Indita, 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 indita de Cochiti. No le hace que seas indita, yo soy para ti. Indita, 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 yo fui a Santa Fe para comprar regalo que va a ser para usted. Indi, ah, hey, and hey, and hey, hey, and hey, and ho, hey, and hey, and hey, hey, and hoy, and ho, ho. Indita mía, si no me quiere, Indita mía, ten compasión. Mira este hombre que te adora, se siente herido en el corazón. Indita, 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 indita del otro lado, ¿en dónde andabas anoche que traes un ojo pegado? Indita, 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 yo fui a Santa Fe para comprar regalo que va a ser para usted, que va a ser para ti. Hey, and hey, and hey, hey, and hey, and ho, hey, and hey, and hey, hey, and hey, and ho, ho. Porque me mires, indita mía, porque me mires, mi bien así. ¿Cuál es el crimen que ha cometido por haber llamado no más a ti?
Sí, tenía un poco de humor.
Sí, sí.
Que es raro, ¿verdad? It's something strange that it has some kind of mischievous lyrics.
Right, right, right. The little part about where were you last night, you know? Why are you coming in with a black eye in the morning?
And in this book, we are sharing with our listeners that cancionero. It's called Songs of Laughter and Faith.
Right.
I usually have, when in the particularly in the Smithsonian Folkways compilations, I usually just see a lot of faith songs, but not too much about laughter.
Right, right. Uh-huh.
What are the songs of laughter in this cancionero?
That you're kind of throwing me a little bit on that, Christina, because I'm wondering about that myself.
Uh-huh.
The term laughter was not used in the 1954 version.
Okay.
And so I think that was added afterwards. And if I see ones looking over the songs, Don Gato is a song, and I don't know that. And then you have Songs of Faith. There's a little song that's a Christmas song, Toon Toon, which works that way. And there's little bits of humor, but actually I don't see that much laughter.